What's up, baseball fans? Matt Falcon joining you here on Talking Baseball, and it's that time of year again, the Midsummer Classic, the 2022 MLB All-Star Game. And it's one of the greatest events in all of sports to me. I will die on that hill. It doesn't have the intensity of playing for home field advantage in the World Series, but there's a vibe, there's an energy, there's a joy that comes with baseball's All-Star break. You get to watch the fun of the best power hitters in all of baseball hit moonshots all over the field, back. And then the joy of the celebrity softball game, and then the moment that you get to watch your guys from your team have their name introduced in front of the whole nation as an all-star. And it comes to Dodger Stadium, one of the more picturesque ballparks in baseball. Giants fans, don't kill me. It's a very nice ballpark with some pretty decent hot dogs. But it comes at a time where we get to witness so much baseball history. Fathers and sons who have played in this game, getting a chance to play again. So many players who we saw here as kids, as their fathers hit those moonshots, their fathers played in the All-Star game. We get a chance to see them play. One of them coming from Vladdy Guerrero in Toronto. Jock Peterson, a Giants All-Star, a starter. So much repeated history. But the repeated history that stands out so much is being able to witness someone who can throw the ball 100 miles an hour, who can throw you a devastating slider or a splitter, and then turn around and bat and hit balls 410 feet. Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels, an incredible baseball player, something like we've never seen in our lifetime and baseball hasn't seen since the likes of Babe Ruth. It's an incredible thing. And we as baseball fans are treated to greatness, not just tonight, not just during the All-Star game, but each and every day getting a chance to see 162 games of fathers and sons and Shohei Ohtani and the beauty of baseball, the moonshots, the 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. This might be the most exciting era of baseball that we've seen, and it's all coming together. The best of the best in Los Angeles on Tuesday. I can't wait. I can't wait to see Rodon get introduced. I can't wait to see Jock take the field. It's going to be an absolute spectacle. Don't miss it. It is one of the best things that baseball has to offer. And now back to more Talking Baseball with Marty Lurie here on the Sports Leader.